Very tiny creatures can cause huge problems for lakes and rivers in the Shuswap. For that reason, the Shuswap Watershed Council is part of a national campaign this month to prevent the introduction of aquatic invasive species. One of the greatest concerns for the Watershed Council is the potential movement of invasive zebra, quagga, or golden mussels to the Shuswap. They reproduce prolifically and can't be eradicated from a large lake system like the Shuswap once they are established. Another high priority is whirling disease, which impacts salmon, trout, and whitefish. It's caused by a parasite that damages the spinal cords of infected fish, so they swim in circles. Aaron Vieira, program manager with the Watershed Council, explains more.
If we get whirling disease in the Shuswap, which will spread down to the Fraser, that's potentially devastating for salmon. And then we definitely want to keep invasive mussels out. They're not anywhere in BC or Alberta, but there's provinces that have them. There's many states that have them, and the mussels can travel attached to watercraft and stay alive out of water for up to 30 days. So it would be catastrophic if they were to get here. So we're really trying to get through to residents, and we want people, following those best practices, but watching out for them as well.
Vieira reminds residents to clean, drain, and dry boats every time they're moved out of the water. Take these three steps. Once they're out of the water, clean off all mud, plant material, small aquatic life, and other debris. Drain all compartments onto dry land. Ensure watercraft are thoroughly dry before relaunching. Travelers must also pull out boat drain plugs before traveling on BC roads. David Simmons for CKVS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, reading for Martha Wickett.